Hey, Jamie Samuelson here. How are you?
Hey, Jamie, I'm well, thank you.
It's a great pleasure to talk to you. I'm a huge, huge, huge 24 head, so this is a real honor.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Howard Gordon, the executive producer of 24, the single greatest television program of all time, and the author of Gideon's War, a new novel available all the places. Let's talk about the book first, Howard, and then I have plenty of 24 questions to fire your way.
Sure.
Gideon's War is there's a little bit of Jack Bauer to it for fans of yours and some of the other things you've been involved with. Tell us about the book.
Well, it's actually a little bit almost as if Jack, the education of a Jack Bauer. Gideon is actually a big peacemaker. He's a guy who's sworn to nonviolence and peaceful negotiation, and he's made his reputation on the world stage, all because of a violent and tragic past with his parents. His father killed his mother and then himself, so he's kind of thrown away his guns and has dedicated himself to this life of nonviolence. And he's got a brother who's a covert operative and who's done kind of, more in the big stick theory of foreign policy and done some pretty unsavory things overseas in far-flung places. So he kind of goes to the dark side, and Gideon is enlisted to bring him back. He pisses off some people in the South China Sea in this island nation of Mohan, where he's become this outlaw. And he agrees to bring him to turn himself back in, and Gideon is sent by the president to bring him in. And on this path, he very much, Gideon has to test his core beliefs of nonviolence, and essentially, I'm not giving anything away by saying he eventually learns that sometimes you do have to pick up a stick.
Now, it sounds a lot like, just from reading some of the stuff about it and reading some of the excerpts, it is the same action that you guys were able to bring us in 24. But I'm sure for you as a writer, you got to breathe a little bit because you weren't tied to the deet, 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 the clock, right?
I can't even tell you what that feels like. I forgot. When you said breathe, that's exactly what it was, because the whole show was a very breathless, breathless experience. But the writing of a novel was a real pleasure.
Now, I got to tell you, my wife and I, we're going through withdrawal right now because this is the time, as you well know, Howard, this is... you got the Fox NFL game next Sunday, and usually it would be the countdown to the two-hour season premiere on Sunday night, followed by two more hours on Monday night. What is it like for you? I have to think it's almost melancholy in a way. I'm sure there's some relief, but at the same time, I'm sure you miss it.
Jamie, you're taking the words out of my mind. I use the word melancholy all the time, and I do miss it, but the relief is profound. I always describe the show as being, looking up at this steep mountain that I had to climb every season, and crawling up and getting bruised and battered and falling a couple times, and you get to the top and you fall asleep because you're so tired, and you wake up at the bottom of the hill again.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what it was like for, the 8 years. Just always feeling like even when you finished a season, you could pat yourself on the back. There was always next season to right away to worry about. So when I finally got there and said, there's no more, I looked around. It was just an amazing feeling. I'll never forget the moment of pressing send on my computer of that last script.
Just selfishly, I used to write a blog on Tuesdays, and I've
oh, you're kidding.
No, I wrote along, and I'd write for pages and pages because I just had so much fun with it, because the show was such a great show. It was kind of absurd in a way, but it was absurd in a good way because you kind of suspended belief. And I think it was a landmark show for a couple reasons. I'm curious what you think. I think one of the things that 24 did is I think it really popularized television shows on DVDs. And I'm not sure if it was the first one to do it, but I think it was maybe the best one to do it. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I think it was a little chicken or the egg. We were absolutely the beneficiaries of not only DVDs, but of DVR, of the DVR.
Yeah.
That's when that started getting into some pretty wide use. So, the conventional wisdom was that cliffhangers and a heavily serialized show would never work. That's what no one would ever touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And even, in fact, as recently as the first year of the show, the network petitioned us to try to change the format, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I think the show really came along at the right time, and unfortunately, I thought it was. I can say it was really a brilliant pilot because I didn't do it. Joel Cerno and Bob created the show, and I was having seen it. I came on right after that the pilot was shot, but I thought it was just a brilliant, really revolutionary concept. One of those things that you almost can't believe is possible, and
yeah.
We weren't sure it was possible either at the beginning. And frankly, every year it felt like a high wire act.
Now, I read the interview that you did recently where you talked about a lot of it, and I actually agree with you. I think season 6 got too much abuse. I actually enjoyed it, and I liked the way it wrapped up because I thought it gave you almost a complete restart, and you were able to do that the following year in Washington, D.C. What was maybe the high point for you, maybe your favorite arc or your favorite character, and maybe one of the things you look back on and go, eh, probably would have done that differently.
Yeah, I'll start with a bad. I think the season six was one of those things where maybe we were a little bit big for our britches, having won the Emmy, and you know, maybe convinced ourselves we were such geniuses. And I don't think we got lazy, but I think we didn't have the same critical, bring to bear the same critical capacities.
Yeah.
I'd say my favorite arc and my favorite character, it popped into my head, aside from Jack, of course, would be, I think Charles Logan was just the most fun.
He was great.
I don't know. It was just a lot of fun to go from the spineless guy to a conniving, you know, Machiavelli.
Well, it was great. He made it great. The actor did with his weird licking of the lips, which he kept doing. It just made him even creepier. And you guys made him great with the kind of weird music, which always played. Once we realized how bad he was, you brought in this kind of evil music whenever he seemed to appear on scene, which was just brilliant.
Sean Callery, our composer, is a brilliant guy.
Yeah,
he's actually doing a pilot for me now.
No, I always said the best part of 24 was also the worst part of 24 is that you guys were not afraid to kill off any character. But as a result, we lost so many great characters along the way who fans loved. I mean, David Palmer, I actually wrote that I wouldn't have minded if you had just brought David Palmer back and said, just forget he got assassinated. We just want to bring him back because he was such a great president.
When you asked me the question who my favorite was, I was competing with David and Dennis Haysbert. By the way, he was gracious enough to read the promo on Gideon's War. So I mean, he's that's his voice. If you check on Gideon'sWar.com, you'll see he was nice enough to do that. And Carlos Bernard read the audiobook.
Oh, fantastic! So Tony Almeida,
24 team back into the fold.
So Dennis Haysbert, there's no bad blood there. I got the sense he was not too pleased to get killed off the show.
You know, Dennis is a great friend, and it really was only because of our friendship that he really agreed. He disagreed and has disagreed and continues to disagree with publicly with what happened to his character. But as I told him, he really is his conscience and his leadership really was kind of the spine of the show, even till the very end.
Yeah.
He wasn't very happy. He didn't want to participate, but he did as a favor, and I think that's just a testament to the guy.
All right, I know I have a short amount of time, so real quick before you go, the movie, where do we stand?
Movie is, as far as I know, and I'm being completely honest, is just on hold at the moment, but we're still talking about it.
Good. It has to happen,
and
right?
I think it does, too. Come on. I think so, too.
Yeah, and I'd love to see Jack, like we talked about earlier, breathing a little bit. You know, not tied to the clock. I think it'd be fun to see him in longer-form programming. The great Howard Gordon is our guest. Gideon's War, his new novel, available everywhere. Howard, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Jamie, thank you so much for having me.
All right, good talking to you. Howard Gordon here on WCSX.